Before I start my sermon this week, I just want to mention early voting starts this week. It's an extremely important election for us as a country. It's extremely important. I know we all have our preferences and our parties that we choose and love and are devoted to. But there's just a couple of things I think we need to be aware of in this election. One thing is the issue of life. It is a critical, fundamental right that no one has the privilege or right to take away. And we know that on one side of this campaign, that it wants that they want that to be extended to the point where you can have abortions up to the last minute before a child is ready to be born. The second issue that I think is extremely important for us as Catholics is that they want us as taxpayers to pay for that. To my mind, that is a very serious issue for us as Catholics. There's the issue of religious freedom that comes into that. There's the issue of, say, belittling Catholics and other evangelicals who believe in the gospel of Christ, who believe in fundamental principles that we live by. And there's belittling of that going on. And I think it's time for us as Catholics to pray seriously about this, so that when you go in to vote, you can vote freely from your conscience. It's a tough issue, a very difficult issue. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. That's not my job. But to just point out that there are some very serious anti-Catholic principles taking place in this election that need to be looked at. Today we talk about prayer again. We talk about it a lot because it's fundamental to who we are. It's our way of communicating with God. It's very interesting in this gospel story to me. The Pharisee, remember, was a priestly class in the Jewish tradition, and the Pharisees generally were very observant of the law. I mean, if the law said you do this, they would do it, and sometimes they did more than that. So it does not mean that they were bad people because this one guy stands up there and talks the way he does. But they were basically good, solid people who lived by the law. But apparently, as can happen so often in prayer, we can look at ourselves and say, you know, how good we're doing, how good we are, and that for some reason or other that gives us kind of like a reason that we can look at other people and say, well, if only, or look at that other one. It's a tendency once in a while to be a little judgmental. We don't know the circumstances of anybody's life except our own. To pass judgment on somebody because of what they do or whoever they are, or whatever it may be, to pass judgment on them because maybe the position that I am in is very different. I may live in an environment where it's easier to be good because there's goodness all around. But not everybody has that privilege. So it may be much easier for me to remember to pray because the environment that I live in maybe is a more prayerful environment. People do take the time to do that. Or maybe the environment that I live in is where people live by principles and are very faithful to that. So it's like a community of believers who believe the same things that I do. And so because I live with that all the time, it's generally easier for me to follow that. But say somebody comes along like a tax collector who was probably the most hated human being on earth back in those days, and I think they still are. The tax collector, really, they were not necessarily nice people. As a matter of fact, they usually were cheaters. They would lie. They would demand exorbitant rates on their taxes just to line their own pockets. Even their own friends, they had no problem trying to cheat them or whatever they could get out of them. So they were kind of looked upon as the lowest of the low. But it's interesting in their prayer. how this guy recognized that he was a scumbag. He knew that. And he knew that he was rotten to the core, and that he cheated people, that he lied, that he did all kinds of stuff. But it's interesting, he said when he prayed, he bowed his head and said, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He recognized who he was. Did you notice when the Pharisee was praying, he offered this prayer, it said, to himself. He didn't even feel the need of praying to God and thanking him for what God, what he had done for him, what he had provided for him, what he made possible for him, say living where he did and under the circumstances that he did, so that it would be that much easier for him to survive and live a good life. But he didn't pray to God and say, "I thank you for what you have given to me." He said, I'm just glad I'm not like the rest of them. I'm really much better than that. But he said he prayed to himself. Yes, there's a huge difference there. When we pray, who do we pray to? If it's to ourselves, what kind of a present are you going to give yourself, or what kind of reward are you going to give yourself? What power do you have to do that? We forget that forgiveness, we forget that life, we forget that heaven is a gift. They're all gifts that are given to us. And who gives all the gifts is our God. But if we just think it all comes from us, why would I need to pray to anybody else? But at least the sinner recognized, the tax collector recognized, that he wasn't the best human being on the face of the earth. He recognized that people hated him. He probably felt that quite a bit sometimes when they would throw things at him and curse him and everything else. But he recognized that forgiveness comes from his God, that he violated God's law. And so he bowed his head and he prayed, "God, forgive me, a sinner." He recognized who he was. But it is just something that we need to think about once in a while, because, see, if we live in a pretty good, a peaceful environment, it can become very easy to become judgmental of others and make decisions about their moral character or their behavior or their lack of decency or whatever it may be, their lack of manners. It may be very easy for us to stand back from our perspective and see that in other people. But it doesn't give us any right to make judgments about anybody else, because only God knows what's inside. So if in my righteousness I become arrogant, self-centered, hurtful of other people, judgmental of other people, how much good is my prayer really doing me? If it's not changing me to recognize, to have the attitude that not everybody is created in exactly the same mold. We're all human beings, we're all people. But no two of us is the same. And so what God gives to me, he may not give to that other person. That other person may have to struggle to find that in their lifetime. So rather than being judgmental, we probably should look at ourselves and say, "God, thank you for what you've given to me. What can I do to even be better?" And remember, he is the one who gives the gifts. The Pharisee didn't feel any need to ask God for anything because he thought he had it all. The law provided everything for him. He observed the law to the nth degree. He didn't need God for anything. So he prayed to himself. So think about that sometime in your own prayer life. What is it doing for me? Does it allow me to go on being, say, judgmental of others, or accusing other people of things, or looking down on people, or, you know, just maybe be making them look smaller so that I look bigger. And that's easy to do in our prayers sometimes. It's very easy to get into that kind of habit where we're living a pretty decent life, and we look at others and say, what's going on with them? It's easy for us to do that. So I think a scripture reading kind of reminds us. It's God we serve. Gifted we have been, how much we have to struggle to get that close to God. It all comes from God ultimately. And it all should be, what we should be doing is offering our thanks as we ask for the things that we recognize we need. We are not to be the judges of anybody. That's God's job. He knows what he's given to each one. He knows what they've done with it. He knows how they've developed, how they choose to act. He knows the good or bad that they choose. He knows all of that. He is the one, only one, that can judge, because nobody knows what's in the heart of people. The Pharisee, you would look at him and say, now that's really an example of a good, faithful Jew. He's done all of the things that the laws ask him. We look at the publican or the tax collector and we say, what a monster, what a wretch, you know. But he's the one that knew how to pray, because he knew who he was and what he needed. God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. That really should be the prayer of all of us.